Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to take your calls in this segment and the next. Then Colonel Roberts is going to leave us. I'm going to continue with calls and a bunch of key audio clips and news I'm covering. Till Bob Chapman joins us in T-minus 60 minutes. Ronnie in Texas, then Daryl, Fred, John, Chanel, Tom, and others. Ronnie, you're on the air with Colonel Craig Roberts, riflewarrior.com.
Wow, I'm so honored. Thank you, sir. And to, this is kind of old news to many of y'all, but to Obama followers and hopesters, any hope for real change to this ongoing tragedy has evaporated when Obama named longtime Bilderberger conspirator Joe Bilderberger Biden as his Bilderberger chosen VP. Because, in my opinion, Obama signed his own death warrant with that selection because the evil, scheming Bilderbergers, the secret elite, now have one of their own ready to take over if and when Obama...
You know, that's right, and the globalists are very, very racist at the top. I mean, they really hate black people, and of course, he's half black. He really is an African-American. I mean, his ancestors weren't slaves, as his dad was from Kenya. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like JFK having LBJ as his VP. Exactly. I mean, I agree. I think that could be in the cards. Colonel Roberts?
Oh, yeah. You know, anytime you get Bilderbergers and CFR, Royal Society for International Affairs, Roundtable Group, Trilateralists, they're all you know, in the same club, basically. And anytime you get these people involved in anything, they're going to bring that agenda in with them. And the agenda is the destruction of nation states. The subjugation of populations, total control of world population, total control of world economy, world food, and world population. You know, population reduction is one of their deals. That's why they're really for abortion. You know, we could go on and on with this stuff, but anytime you get these people involved in something, you're poisoning the water.
Well, exactly. And look at Obama. He wants to increase funding for abortion in Africa, killing black people. Oh, but that's cute and sweet and liberal. Anything else, Ronnie?
Well, yeah, my question is about Obama's devotion to intensify the truly unwinnable war in Afghanistan. By the way, invaders never succeed in, you know, trying to take over Afghanistan.
Yeah, the guarding of the poppy fields, Craig. How's that going?
Well, you know, there's two facets about Afghanistan. One is, you know, whether it's the Golden Triangle in Laos, whether it's Colombia, whether it's Afghanistan, the drugs aren't going to go away. That's where the money's at. That's where the black elements and the world intelligence community get their funding. That's where the big, you know, I mean, oil and drugs and gold.
People wonder why the Afghans keep fighting. It's because they're fighting over the drugs. But sorry, go ahead. You said oil. Go ahead.
Well, you know, there's four elements of wealth in the world. You talk about oil, drugs, gold, silver, and, you know, precious metals, and diamonds. And those four areas right there, these people are, you know, they're in it hip deep, and they're going to stay there. They're not going to let anything happen to that. And that's why they don't want any of it to be legitimatized. If we had a war on drugs, we could stop it. But what we do is the war on drugs only goes to knock down the competition. The main players in this thing have been around for 20, 30 years, some of them going back to World War II, and they're still around. That's not going to change. So we have, you know, we have to look at that and understand that that's what's going on. As far as Afghanistan's going, there's two things about Afghanistan. One is the drug market. The other is the fact that the Afghanis have always fought wars 2 years later. Basically, the British went in twice and, you know, took the place. And then the Mujahideen, whatever you want to call them, backed off and let them have their free will until they decided that, you know, this place is subjugated, we're good to go, we'll send the main force home and just leave a few people here to run the place. And they did, and when they did, of course, they got attacked, and as they tried to leave, they were massacred.
That's what they always do. They always play possum.
Yeah, and then they kill you when you pull your forces out or you reduce your forces. They're very patient. They did the same thing to the Russians. They're very patient. Unless it's one of the deals where it's like cockroaches. If you don't kill every single one of them, you're going to lose because they're going to come back someday when you're sleeping and cut your throat. That's just the way it is over there.
Well, I think patriots in the U.S. need to take a page from that if we go into real tyranny, Colonel.
Well, I think that every patriot in the United States should study history.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Ronnie. Daryl, Fred, John, Chanel, Tom, others, stay with us.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
He's still got a few of his best-selling books in print. Check them out at riflewarrior.com. We also sell some at infowars.com. He's Colonel Craig Roberts. We're taking your phone calls here in the final segment with him as quickly as possible. Daryl in Hawaii, you're on the air. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex, it's Daryl. How are you?
Oh, good. Daryl Rundis. Oh, how you doing, man?
Man, if I was any better, I'd be in Hawaii. Hey, wait a minute. I am in Hawaii.
I need to have you on as a guest sometime.
Hey, man, I just wanted to call in. I thank God for you. I want to start by edifying you and what you do. I know there's a lot of people out there who are afraid to take that step, Alex. They've woken up, they realize what's going on, but they're afraid to get up and get out and do anything about it for fear of the repercussions. And I know it's God orders my steps, so it's no coincidence I should get on the show today with the Colonel, because, Colonel, you're absolutely right. We got to make war with what we have, and that's why it's so important that people prepare. They get their guns, they get their gold, they get their power, you know, energy, backup energy, and everything they're going to need when they take this thing down.
Well, that's absolutely correct, and we can't fight the war until we understand there's two fronts to fight. That's the physical front and spiritual front. You know, all the demons in hell are out there fighting right now against the angels, and we don't see it, but we know it's happening all around us. And we have to understand what side we're going to be on. And we have to also understand we win in the end, but we need all the help we can get in between. There's those that are going to, you know, go out and be on the battlefield. There's those that are going to stay at home, and there's those that are going to sit on the fence. And God hates those that sit on the fence or stay at home. They're going to have to answer for that later on.
Well, absolutely. In fact, Jesus says in Matthew 24 and 25 that the time will come when he returns, and there'll be many believers, people that believed in him and believed that he'd return someday, but they would say to themselves, oh, it's been a long time, you know, things continue on as they have always continued, and they start to drink and get drunk, and they make fun of their fellow servants, but Jesus says when he comes back, he's going to turn to those people and cut them into pieces and sign them to a place with the unbelievers. So I'm speaking to all those Christians out there who say you believe in the Bible, yet you know the times are, you know, the signs of the times are all around us, but you won't get up, you won't get out, and you won't get busy doing, first and foremost, the most important thing, and that is sharing the gospel with people that souls may be saved, but also using this information that Alex and, you know, Lindsay Williams and you and many others have brought to the forefront of the American people's mind.
Well, Daryl, we've been playing phone tag, but I want to get you on as a guest sometime. Daryl's been very supportive of InfoWars, and I've been playing phone tag with him. I apologize for not getting back with you the last few weeks, Daryl. But I told Trey to call you and just set you up as a guest on the show to talk about all the fine work you're doing. Has he called you?
Man, no, but we'll definitely have to do that. But I tell you the truth, Alex, I'm going to put you on the spot here. You know, one thing, everybody listening that has woken up and that has realized what's going on, including the colonel, the next thing that happens when we wake up is, well, what do we do about it? You know, if we want to get involved, how do we get involved? How do we attack these people? And, man, you and I talked about putting on a boot camp, and we really need to do that. I'll pay for it. I'll underwrite it. I'll host it. I did the same thing with Ray Comfort and Kirk Cameron, very successfully trained up thousands of people to go share their faith. And I know if we can do that, man, you and I and whoever
else. Yeah, we could do it to expose the New World Order. No, I need to get on that. I'm trying to finish that studio and everything else. Daryl, that's why I've been...
We need to give them the weapons they need to win the war. Ask the colonel, if you arm a soldier with a feather duster and you push them into battle, they're not going to be very courageous. But if you give them the weapons...
Well, Daryl, look at your schedule. I've got some openings tomorrow. Let's just set you up for the show right now. How about you come on at 2:30 tomorrow for 30 minutes? How's that sound?
Sounds good to me, man.
I'm going to put you on hold. Yeah, 2:30 tomorrow Central. John's going to get your number, so it's already set up, and we'll call you tomorrow at 2:30.
Well, hey, man, we thank God for you. Colonel, keep up the good work, man.
We'll do it.
Take care. Right. Yeah, Daryl's got a great idea. You know, he's started some guys on international TV and going out and, you know, boot camps for Christians to actually go out and get people saved. And he's saying do the same thing to get the word out about the New World Order. And I've just been kind of dodging him because I've been so busy. I don't want to take on a new project. But it is an important project, and somebody needs to do it. And so that's certainly exciting. Colonel Roberts has got to go soon, so I want to hurry through these calls. Fred in Philly, you're on the air. Calling from an electric shaver. Fred, go ahead. Okay, let's let Fred go. John in Canada, first-time caller. John, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi there, Alex Jones. I've been a supporter for many years now. I'm just I noticed that you're talking about the great, really, awakening. You're saying people are getting smarter and more awake, and a lot of people are getting stupider. Now, I live in Canada here in British Columbia, and I was walking. I understand the whole about the New World Order and their plans and everything. And I was walking down my road the other day, and I saw a big spray painted Illuminati triangle on a wall, and it said Infowars.com, and it said a whole bunch of facts about the New World Order, and I mean, like, it explained like Bilderberg, and like this person actually went out and took time to explain this, right? And basically it said like and it had an arrow pointing down like learn the truth, and it said free DVD. And I went up, and knowing this, I was like shocked, and I went up and I picked up one of these DVDs, and I put it in my computer, and basically what it is it's a huge compilation of digital media articles, really a huge explanation of the New World Order and the people that are behind it. And it really like blew my mind. And it also has a printable map that you go down to Staples, you print off this PDF file, and you put all these pieces together, and it is a map that corresponds to the actual DVD and all the media. So the map, so now you have a literally like a visual connection that you put together that links onto this DVD, and it's just mind-blowing. I mean...
Well, that's like, great. I mean, send me a copy.
I'll send you a copy. I mean, so now you're seeing that, like, I not only, like, now I don't really, you know, feel that alone. You know, I've got a few people in my group that we talk about this, good friends.
Well, listen, you're not alone. the New World Order propaganda is to make us all feel like we're alone, when really the majority of people know something's wrong. They just have no idea how bad it really is. And in closing, Colonel Roberts, you want to comment on the power of individuals taking action to wake up others?
Well, that's the only way you can do it. You have to start at the very bottom. You know, you don't know as an individual who you're going to talk to that's going to end up being somebody very important later on that takes that information and uses it. You know, I talk to crowds. You talk to crowds. We've done it together. But we're preaching to the choir when people come to see us like that, because they know who we are and they've already done some of their homework. But when we go out and we meet strangers, that's the time that we need to engage them in a little bit of conversation and then spoon feed them. You can't dump all this on them at once. Or they'll think you're a nutcase and they'll turn the other way. You have to spoon feed them because they're babies. They don't get it yet, and that's where it all starts. And we have to do, you know, as often as we can, as many places as we can to get the information out. And don't get discouraged. That's the big thing. A lot of the people you're going to run into, they're not going to believe you. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to talk about it. That's fine. They've made their decision. Go on down the road. There's no, you know, take the path of least resistance and go to the next person. That's the only way we're going to do this.
And we don't have a choice because the New World Order is not going to back off.
Oh no, they're gonna beat on the door. You know, they're the wolf outside the door, and they're gonna be there beating on the door. And we just have to figure out how we're gonna build our houses. Are we gonna build them out of straw, or are we gonna build them out of bricks?
Bottom line, they want to steal what you've got. They want to steal your mind, your soul. They traffic in the souls of men, and that's why they're so fired up. I mean, because they hate goodness, they hate decency, they hate people that are self-sufficient. They love enslavement. I mean, that's just. And listen, I appreciate your call. That was very, very exciting, John, in Canada. Good to hear from you. Thanks for holding to tell us that. In closing, and I'm going to take your calls after the break, folks, so stay with us. Colonel, in closing, in the last few minutes we've got left here before we end this segment and you leave us, you know, being a police officer, also being in the military, being in Vietnam, you know, a little more worldly in that you've actually seen evil, degradation, death, destruction. A lot of people lead such sheltered lives. They go from work to school to home to watch TV. They judge the world through their eyes. They imagine that everybody's nice and sweet like they are, or people aren't scheming because they're not scheming. They don't understand the true nature of evil. That's why women get in the car with serial killers, little kids get in vans with, you know, pedophiles and get raped and tortured and killed. Can you speak to people not being naive and to the fact that there is true evil and what evil is?
Well, you know, from the very beginning of time, evil has been half of everything that's out there. It's equally balanced. You know, you've got hot and cold, male and female, night and day, you know, hard and soft, fire and water. All this stuff is equally balanced. If you have to understand that you cannot have good, and that's the only thing that's around on this planet. It's a physical planet, and therefore you have evil. You have bad things, or we wouldn't have those languages. Those words in our language. You've got the Bible. It talks about it over and over again. It talks about unrighteous men. It talks about Satan. It talks about evil. It talks about death and destruction that come from bad people. That's been here from the beginning. It's going to be here till the end, and we have to figure out where we're going to sit in there. But we also have to know that we don't fear it. We do not fear it. We're braver, we're tougher, and we're smarter than it is. And you have to face Satan by saying, "Get thee behind me," just like Jesus did. You have to deny him any power. I call him old Hoover because it's like a vacuum cleaner. He'll suck up any soul he can, but if you unplug him, he don't suck very well, you know? So you got to unplug the devil, and you got to stand firm in your convictions, and that's basically what you've got to do.
Well, I think that's the key, and don't let the devil get you down. If you're still worldly or still do bad things, the point is you're trying to be good, you're trying to live a good life, you're trying to help others, and by committing yourself, I mean, that's what I'm getting from what you're saying, Colonel. It's the commitment that you're going to stand for righteousness and good, you're going to fight evil, and you're not afraid anymore. You're committed, you pass the point of no return. That is the empowering point.
Yeah, and don't fear anything. What are people afraid of? They're afraid of getting hurt or they're afraid of dying. Let me tell you something right now. Getting hurt, yeah, we all do that. Dying, you don't ever die. Your body might die, but you don't, folks. And so you're going to be held accountable for what you do in this life. I've already been there. I've reconned it out. I've checked it out. I'm reporting back. Don't fear death. It doesn't happen.
All right, Colonel Roberts, always great to have you on, riflewarrior.com. God bless you, my friend, and let me set you up in the next few weeks to come back on with us.
We'll do it.
All right, God bless you. There goes Colonel Craig Roberts, great soul. My websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPanda.com. We're going to go to We're going to go to Fred and Chanel and Tom and Derek and John and others when we get back after this break.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
You know how you get the shackles off? You just start standing up with a box of chalk,
don't
colored chalk.
No shackles.
You can go out on the city street and put little messages, websites, slogans, ideas in a small town, doing it on a side street. You know, hundreds will see it over the next few days before it rains. Might stay there for weeks. The big city, thousands would see it. Some folks put out an anti-war fake New York Times to tens of thousands of homes in New York City, a fake 14-pager. It made international news from Japan to Russia, the United States. Hundreds of millions of people conservatively heard about it. It said George Bush arrested for treason. And that idea got out there. Well, we can do similar things. I don't say go spray paint a school or knock out windows, but people spray painting government buildings, whatever. What if you just put a sign out on your own property? Or what if you go where all the mindless graffiti folks are just putting, a lot of it's pretty, but, you know, just a brick abutment where it isn't on somebody's private property, but where people are already spray painting. But not even that. Just using chalk and then, or taking a photo. I think that the caller in Canada, John, who just called about 10 minutes ago, talking about, you know, waking up to the New World Order, a big Infowars.com, free DVD, you know, learn the truth here with an arrow to a pile of DVDs that the person obviously replenishes there. What about if you're a cop and you see something like that, you just don't report it to the graffiti people? See, it's little things you do that'll bring the tyranny down. And then what if you see that and take a photo of it and then put it on the web or email it to, say, Aaron@Infowars.com? Then we can post it on the website. Hundreds of thousands of people that day can see it. And then that gives them the idea to do the same thing until suddenly messages and slogans and ideas against the New World Order are everywhere. There are so many things that you can do. All right, let's go to your phone calls. I got a bunch of news, a bunch of audio clips, key info coming up. There's so much of it, though, that if I plug what's coming up, might as well just go ahead and go to it. So I'm going to go through a bunch of news after we take the calls that have been holding the longest. Man, so many calls here. Who's up first? Chanel in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Thank you. This is a real fight that we're in, and we have to use knowledge and spiritual warfare. Now, the Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, and that is how we win. I started a newspaper to go out to pastors to inform the congregations of what's going on, because I find that most Christians are the most uninformed people out there.
And that's because the Rockefellers with the World Council of Churches in the last 100 years, and they admit this, through the Carnegie Foundation, took over the churches, and they pay the leaders of the denominations to keep quiet.
Okay. Well, hopefully, you know, they get it out to their people or even read it. If not, you know, I'm determined to walk the streets and
are you kidding? Are you kidding? That is key to reach out to the preachers. That's why FEMA and the feds do it. I couldn't think of something more important.
Yeah. And I had a question for you. I was watching Brown do his last New World Order speech, and he mentioned that world trade would be going on. There's something about beggar by neighbor. Can you expound on what that's about?
Well, I know Gordon Brown every 2 days or so calls for world government and police state and the end of the family and carbon taxes and regulators running every facet of your life. That's the Prime Minister of England, for those that don't know. But my ISDN line cut out right when you said the term. What is the term you said about world trade?
Beggar by neighbor.
He said world trade would be beggar by neighbor.
Yeah, beggar by neighbor. I did a little bit of research on it on Investopedia or something like that. And it has to do with devaluating the currency and import and export trade.
Yeah, I didn't know what beggar by neighbor meant, but I know they're all calling for a global unified currency devaluation that shows the banker's power, this private group of banks, and then they will regulate the world. And every time we give them more power, they just squeeze us tighter. We give them the bailout, they squeeze tighter. They steal all the money, they say they want more. So beggar by neighbor. Well, thanks for telling us what it means, and I'll check into it, Chanel. Anything else?
Oh, that's it. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work, and God bless you.
God bless you. You're awesome. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
So amazing. They're all these congressmen and government leaders saying, show us where the money went, the trillions. The Federal Reserve says, no. Read that bill you pass. It says, we run everything. But then they go out and they tell the public, oh, there's total transparency. Everything's happy. The taxpayer's being protected. All right, let's go ahead and quickly go to your phone calls, because I do want to get into all these audio clips and news I have before Bob Chapman joins us for our weekly visit. Tom in Colorado, you're on the air.
Hey, there he is.
Hello, my friend.
Man, that takes a long time to get through to you. I got about 10,000 questions. Well, I'll limit it to a couple. First of all, what happens if Obama is found to be Kenyan by birth before the election? Does that mean Bush just takes over?
I mean, I doubt that's going to happen, and people are all focused on it because the guy's a puppet, so I don't worry too much. It may come out later, and then they'd try to have some 22nd Amendment repealed for him, which would open the door up for Arnold Schwarzenegger, who we know openly wants to run for president, and he told Rolling Stone to be our dictator and then king of the world. And then the yuppies say, no one wants to be king of the world. No one in power wants more power. That's a conspiracy theory, as every world leader calls for world government. If that happened, they would probably amend the Constitution for him, saying, well, It was the people's popular vote, and it's a constitutional crisis. And they would say the economy's in too much trouble while this emergency's going on. We've got to change this now. And they would hurry with a constitutional convention and rush it through and probably, you know, change the Second Amendment and a bunch of other stuff during the con.
Absolutely.
But I'm not saying, hold on, but people take me out of context. I'm saying hypothetically that could happen to your question. I'm not saying that's going to happen.
Yeah. The other possibility I'm seeing is that once he gets into office, after he's been our savior for a few months or whatever, they get a white supremacist to come up there and shoot him. And that starts a whole race war all over America, martial law, prison camps, you know, FEMA camps and everything.
You know? Absolutely. Everybody keeps worrying about that, which then makes me think that that's a direction the New World Order won't go. Now, they could certainly have an attempt on him, get some drugged out mental patients who it'll turn out were in army psychiatric facilities. It's always the same, who will, you know, detonate a bomb a quarter mile from him or try to shoot him. Hitler, to make himself sound invincible early on when he first got elected and to crack down, staged bombings against himself. When he would say, I'm having a psychic moment, I have to leave the podium, and he'd leave, and 5 minutes later a bomb would blow up. Now, later it was a real assassination attempt at the Wolf's Lair when the general staff tried to blow him up, but the bomb deflected under the big desk, and so it only hurt Hitler. Again, with Hitler, they wanted to kill him because he really was the leader. With Barack Obama, George Bush, Bill Clinton. By the way, I've gotten emails going, you can't handle it. We've got a black president. You're just racist. That's why you keep saying he's a puppet, because you can't have it that we have a black man running things. And I'm like, no, I've always said presidents have been puppets since Kennedy. And I'm not even going to respond to your political correctness trying to cow me into not saying what's true and what's real. So that's what's going on. What's your second question?
Well, really, I don't care what color a man's skin is, if he can do the job, and what's important is who he's loyal to.
Well, he's loyal to the foreign banks that run the socialism to steal our wealth. He wants to take your guns. He wants to be your master. He wants to enslave you, like all big foundation fake liberals do.
Yep. And people just don't get it. Oh, no, he's going to save our country. No, he ain't going to save our country. He's going to act like he's saving our country. He's going to look like he's saving our country. He's going to make you think he's looking and saving our country. But, you know, while you're watching what his left hand's doing over here saving the country, the right hand's going to be over here handing over sovereignty to foreign nations.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you there in Colorado, Tom. Derek and PA are on the air.
Hello. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. First of all, I'd like to talk on two comments, please. First of all, Rahm Emanuel talking about how he's going to have a love circle of martial law. It's ridiculous how he...
Yeah, he told the New York Daily News, he said, you will be forced to serve the government in uniform, in domestic spy brigades, but he said, don't worry, it'll be a love circle. With these fake, hardcore liberals, they've got conservatives thinking they're a bunch of idiot liberals, but they're not idiot liberals, they're hardcore social engineers. Go ahead.
It's so sad, Alex, because they try to play off these feelings of you know, the oppressed public wanting to be loved and protected by the elite. But in reality, they're really just being oppressed. And he called it a love. I saw on YouTube that actual, I guess it was an interview with Rahm Emanuel, and he actually called it a love circle. And it's just so pathetic, you know, that the public buys up and eats it up. Oh, Obama and Rahm, they're going to save us, you know? But the second point I'd like to make is that there's a hip-hop artist out there called Sage Francis, and he actually produced a song about the Denver Republican National Convention, the abuse there by the black suit operatives, basically.
Well, you know, I didn't see it all. I heard the reports of police starting fights, but because I didn't see it, I said, we're getting reports, but now the police admit they went and attacked other cops that didn't know, so the police could then attack the peaceful crowds and take them to a FEMA camp. And, I mean, that's in the Denver Post, and people are still denying it.
Yeah, well, I just like to shout out his website. It's conspiracytoriot.com. conspiracytoriot.com. That's the name of the song. And you can go and see. It's actually about his friend who was arrested there, and you can read all about it. Maybe you might want to play it, maybe during one of the intros or endings.
All right, conspiracytoriot.com. Anything else?
That's it. And I'd just like to thank you so much for everything you've done, all your friends, and Bob Chapman, excellent guest. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, he's coming up. We'll have open phones with him as well. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Illinois. Go ahead, John.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going there, Alex?
Good.
This is the first time I've been able to get through. I've
Welcome.
Called probably a trillion times, but first time I've ever been able to get through, and I'm glad to talk to you, man.
Well, here you are, and it's good to talk to you. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I was going to discuss some of the stuff that Tom from Colorado was talking about, Obama and the whole staged race riot. What's your opinion on that?
No, I think Obama is going to make everybody think about race more. See, multiculturalism is actually meant to make you be more aware of what color somebody is or what race somebody is, and to make the, quote, minority groups make their identity about their race, not about liberty or freedom. And so it's to get you off track to not discover liberty, but never discover it. And then it's also about making whites feel all guilty and weird so the mind controllers can attach whatever agenda they want on to the multiculturalism. And so it's just like global warming is, oh, you're guilty. You did something bad as a human, but you can pay a tax to fix it. And see, that also gives the globalists control, but it also diverts the public away from all the real environmental problems, like GMO foods that are killing us.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're giving us cancer. It gives all mammals cancer fast. I mean, it kills you quick, and we're all getting killed by it. And, you know, we need to stop it. And, you know, and the plastic and that has the hormones in it, and the cell phones are killing us, and the fluoride's killing us. And it's all admitted, and they're not taking it out. And I'm just warning people.
Absolutely, and you're doing a wonderful job. And just a quick thing, you know, to all the haters out there that, you know, keep sending you messages and whatnot, hey, people, take off your blinders and really listen to what this man is saying. He doesn't participate in the whole BS left-right paradigm. They're all puppets. And like you said, you know, since Kennedy and probably even back beyond that, I mean, this nation.
Oh, he was no angel, but he really tried to be president. You know, whether he was doing good stuff or bad stuff, and a lot of it was good, he was not playing ball with them, and so they said, bang, you're dead.
Yep. Well, keep up
the
good fight.
Hey, Reagan. Well, thank you. Reagan wasn't doing everything he was told, and they shot him, and clearly he was really shot in the car. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tarpley actually touched on that in his autobiography of George Bush, if I recall.
Oh, it's on record. The Hinckleys are personal friends with the Bushes. They met with him the night before.
Mm-hmm.
They're about to let him out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the mental ward, totally staged.
Absolutely. Keep up the good fight. And all the haters out there, y'all just need to listen to what this man is saying. He
well, listen,
exactly
I appreciate your call, but I want to make people understand something. I don't gripe about people attacking me because I personally care. I mean, I really don't. Now, if I get to know you and I consider you to be a friend and you talk bad about me or lie about me, then it's personal and I can't help it. Then I just absolutely hate you and do everything I can to get you out of my life. But other than that, people I don't know or people that I see on the other side, I don't care. I literally don't care. But it's the denial. I mean, the government admits they've built FEMA camps. They admit they're training police for gun confiscation. They admit they're using the National Guard to confiscate guns in several states. They admit they're doing all of this in youth brigades and all of it. And the people go on the message boards and say, I'm lying, or they build straw men. They say, you said that George Bush was going to suspend the election, and you're a liar. But they give no source. Contrary to that, I said, ladies and gentlemen, we're already in martial law to a certain extent. They're only going to incrementally turn the heat up. And don't start thinking George Bush is going to do this. He is going to pass the power on, and each president is going to incrementally turn the heat up. That's what Fabians do. It's the incremental school of control, the slow boil. And I had all these big liberals up saying, listen, Naomi Wolf, when Bush leaves office and your king, Barack Obama's in there, You watch, he's going to follow every policy of George Bush, because it isn't a George Bush policy. It's a New World Order policy. And she said, well, I hope you're wrong, but I'll speak out if that's the case. Well, we'll see now. So I'm tired of having to defend things I didn't say or I didn't do. The big fashionable thing out there on the web now is to edit my shows together where I'm bashing gay people or bashing blacks or bashing Mexicans or, and the public is so stupid that a lot of them actually even buy into it. But that's okay. I mean, you're always going to have those that fall prey to that. And I've got enemies that are so bought into the system, whether they're paid or not, to attack me, that they're signed on until the end to try to discredit me. I just put it in God's hands. It's my job to expose what's going on, and then I leave it at that. You know, I put the info out, and what people do with it is their problem. This is Australian TV a few years ago, and I personally have gone out and found the public is about half as dumb as this piece. I mean, you see some of it in Endgame. About 90% of those we talked to didn't understand basic terms. Now, this Australian TV, from what I've experienced, found particularly stupid people, but really, the average American is closer to Miss South Carolina in their education and information about the world around them, and basic definitions and terms of geography, you name it, than they are, say, to somebody like myself. I mean, they're a lot closer on the spectrum. And that's a scary thing, and that's what encourages the bankers to go crazy. That's what encourages them to just keep doing what they're doing. They keep testing. They steal $2 trillion in front of you, why not steal $3 trillion more? They openly keep it for bonuses and laugh at us. Nothing happens, they go forward. They're not going to stop. And that's why they're now telling you on the news, we will completely collapse into road warrior. They are sucking everything dry. They hate this country. They've always wanted to bring it down, and they're doing it financially. This is economic genocide. This is a economic 9/11. Let's go ahead and play this clip of Americans. And they show them a map and say, where's Iran? And they put a flag on Australia. And let me tell you, I talked to the public. They are like that, folks. I mean, they are deadly dangerous. They can, the government could tell those zombies that we were Al-Qaeda, and they tear us apart. They can tell them anything they want. They tell cops that protesters are terrorists, so the cops are, oh, okay, we got to go set them up then. We can't have terrorists out on the streets. You know, the cops aren't that dumb, but they're not as dumb as people you're about to hear, but they're close. So let's go ahead and play part of the clip. Here it is.
Look, I know a lot of people give Americans a bum rap for being stupid and knowing nothing about the world, but the reality couldn't be further from the truth. As I discovered on the streets here, asking U.S. locals about the very world their country runs.
Name a country that begins with U.
Yugoslavia?
With U, Utah.
A country that starts with a U.
Utopia.
Who's in the coalition of the willing?
No freaking idea.
Afghanistan, Kuwait,
Iraq, Pakistan, you know.
New Zealand?
New Zealand.
What's the religion of Israel?
Israeli.
Awesome.
Islamic?
Catholic, probably.
What religion are Buddhist monks?
Buddhist monks.
Islamic,
I don't know.
Who won the Vietnam War?
We did. Wait, were we even in the Vietnam War? Okay, good.
Who's Fidel Castro?
A singer.
How many sides does a triangle have?
Damn, four.
There's no sides. One.
What is the currency used in the United Kingdom?
What's the currency in the United Kingdom?
What is it? The United Kingdom, I don't know.
Possibly American money.
Queen Elizabeth money? That's all I know.
Name a country that begins with U.
A country?
Yeah. What about this one?
What?
The United States of America. In terms of the war on terror, who do you think should be the next country to invade?
Saudi Arabia.
Maybe somebody in the Middle East.
We'll make a big glass crater out of the Middle East, for all I care.
I'm thinking Italy.
Italy.
Mm-hmm. Cuba.
Cuba?
Yeah.
Iran.
Iran? Why is that?
I think there's a revolution going on pretty soon.
Russia, China.
India and Pakistan.
Indonesia, Brazil.
Korea.
Korea?
Sure.
Yeah, why do you say that?
They're trouble.
They're trouble? Yep, okay. What's trouble about them?
That's their attitude.
Canada.
Sri Lanka? Right here. Ah. Never heard of it.
Iran?
Iran? Yeah. All right, do I put a number one in Iran there?
Stop. Where are we? Oh.
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
Okay.
North Korea.
North Korea? Why do you think North Korea?
Nuclear.
Nuclear?
Yeah.
Probably France.
France?
Oh, yeah. Because of the they want our ally.
Number two on France. Why do you say France? Yeah.
Well, no, it seemed to be some friction between France and the United States.
Where do you think the best place to invade Iran would be from? Either be from the north or the south or the east or the west?
And in that shot right there, he's showing him Australia, and the guy's going, I never had an idea Iran was so big. Oh, I got a call that disagrees with me. I hadn't noticed that. We'll go to you, Phil, when we get back.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZB.
ZB turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed in your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZB remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZB menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZB, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZB is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZB today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
We're going to go talk to Americans and see how much they know about the world they run. See, it's been put out to the global corporate media, including Rupert Murdoch-owned stuff overseas, that we're bad, we're stupid, which in a way is true, but that we run things. So we take the blame for the wars. We take the blame for the banking collapse. That's what Paulson said yesterday. He said, we're sorry America did this, and we're now going to hand everything over to the new global authority, which is the private banks that sit above the nation states. And so if you have an anti-American sentiment, why, you're for the bankers taking over. Or if you're against George Bush, you're for the global carbon tax. See how they set it up? Are you for George Bush or are you for a global carbon tax? Well, I want a carbon tax. I hate him. Are you against those evil Americans? Yes. Well, then you want world government. Absolutely, I do. That's how the psychology works. It's childlike games. It's like if you have a child and you want him to go to bed, you can play mind games with him. You can say, you want to go to bed now or in 10 minutes? And they'll say, in 10 minutes. And then they've now acquiesced and won't argue. The same tricks are on the news. The same tricks. Stop being idiots. They're openly announcing world government everywhere, and I'm getting emails saying I'm making it up. I mean, well, let's talk to Phil in Canada. He disagrees, goes to the head of the line. Go ahead, Phil.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
You know, I love you. You are an island of sanity in a world of idiocy, and I really, really agree with virtually everything that you talk about.
Are you calling on a Skype phone?
No.
Well, I can't hear but about half of what you're saying. You're calling a regular telephone.
Yeah, it's an internet telephone.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought.
I hope it comes through okay.
No, it didn't come through too good, but go ahead and tell me what you disagree with.
I disagree with our movement allowing these people who stole the words New World Order from Republican Liberty, and they are using it to put forward this global world government by criminals. This Tory Whig cabal our forefathers actually overcame years and years ago. You know, everybody wants a new house, a new car, a new TV, a new boat. We are parroting their propaganda. This is a not so new world order.
Oh, I agree, but I mean they are setting up a new world empire, and that's what new world order means. Is they're saying we are setting up a global tyranny to wage war against free humanity and to carry out eugenics policies. And so
I
that's
agree with you 100%, you know, but I'm saying that by us complaining about a new world order, it sounds like we're the anarchists, we're the Luddites. You know, and in fact our forefathers were the Luddites, and they definitely did fear this concentration of power in the hands of noble elites. And their elite Whig.
No, I hear you. I got to let you go because your phone's cutting out. But what they really feared was the elites conning the howling mob to go rob the middle class. And so the controlled corporate media always badmouths the evil founding fathers and you know, exaggerates what they did or makes them look bad and says they were rich old white men. No, they were middle class people who wanted to be able to set up their own little private empires. And they had to get the bigger empire off their back to do that. That's human nature. And because they understood that, they openly said that. They said, we're bad, but we want to give our children a better future, and so we'll have a separation of powers to tie the hands of evil men like us. They understood human nature. They were amazing people. And they led the way. The American system, Tarpley was saying the American system, was Hamilton. It was not Hamilton. The American system was Eli Whitney and the cotton gin, and then manufacturing, mass manufacturing. Before, every gun was different, was handmade. Before, every buggy was handmade, or every bit that went in the horse's mouth was handcrafted and different. It was mass production in the factory. It was Eli Whitney. So we literally invented it all. We'll be right back. Now we're a bunch of idiots.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.